And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
Some Catholics baptize newly born babies. Is it right? Well, if you're asking, is it right that Catholics do that, the answer is yes. If you're asking whether or not we should do that, the answer is no. We should not baptize newly born babies. And it's very easy to understand why if we simply look logically at what the Bible says regarding baptism and those who should be baptized and why. First of all, we understand from the Bible that baptism is for the remission of sins. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, it was commanded to them that they repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, in order to have your sins washed away. But a baby has no sins. We find in Ecclesiastes chapter 18 and verse 20 that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, nor the father bear the iniquity of the son. It is the person who commits sin that needs baptism, that needs to have those sins washed away. But we understand that a baby cannot sin, has not sinned, and therefore has no sins to be washed away. We also understand from what the Bible teaches about baptism that a baby, even if a baby had sinned, which a baby does not, a baby could not be an eligible candidate for baptism. The reason for this is very simple. The Bible teaches us that in order to be baptized, we must come to God of our own free will. A baby cannot do this. We must repent of our sins. A baby has no sins to repent of and lacks the ability to repent, to change its mind and take another course. We must confess Christ in order to be saved, according to Romans 10 and verse 10. A baby simply cannot do this. There is a principle that's taught us in John chapter 1, down in verse 12. It says, as many as received him, he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. Those who came to Jesus had to receive him. They had to believe on him as the Christ. It was to them that he gave the power or the right to become the sons of God. Believing did not make them the sons of God, but it made them eligible. And a baby lacks the ability to do that. So we see an infant does not have the need for baptism, and an infant doesn't have the ability to qualify for baptism. So to baptize a baby simply gets the baby wet, and that's all that it does.